This is Andrew McKee, and I am so excited to finally be able to introduce to you my favorite number of all time. That's 574. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally, the 574th podcast for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here. I hope you enjoy it as much as I will.
Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm an Atlanta-based musician and podcaster, and you can find a link to all of the artists in the show notes, along with show times and chapters for each song, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. If you hear music you love, please email the artists, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is also a proud sponsor of Irish Fest Atlanta. The festival takes place November 4th through 5th, 2022. It celebrates the culture of Ireland through traditional music, song, dance, and language. Last week, I featured one of the headliners performing at the festival, Alton. Later on in the show, I'll feature another band that's performing this year. Tickets are now on sale for the festival. You can see a list of performance times and workshops on the festival website at irishfestatlanta.org. A big thanks to all of our patrons. A portion of the money you pledge to this podcast helped sponsor Irish Fest Atlanta. All right, we kicked off the show with an intro from Andrew McKee, the Irish Bard. I hope you enjoyed that. And the music was Tata with Jig Air March, Farewell to Stony Batter. That's from their album As the Days Brighten. Next up is the Carroll Sisters with People's Legacy from Daybreak.
Thank you. castle wall at the close of the day. I heard a man sing, though his head was old and gray. And as he was singing, the tears down his face, oh, they came. He said there'll never be peace till Jamie comes home. Well, the church is in ruins, the state is in jars, delusion, oppression, and all the murderous wars. Way down and we'll sit, but we can wash the blame. There'll never be peace till Jamie comes home. No, there'll never be peace till King Jamie comes home. Well, there'll never be peace in this land till Jamie comes home. My seven braw sons for King Jamie drew their swords, and now I grieve round the green beds in the yard. It broke the sweetheart of my faithful old dame, and there'll never be peace till Jamie comes home.
Till Jamie comes. Morgonpunkt Machen Teile, Teile, Wintere. Na, malet me, Masche, Mogaler, du, kan me, Gustu.
After the Carol Sisters came The Secret Commonwealth with Till Jamie Comes Hame from their album Last Call. I got to hear that at the Middle Tennessee Highland Games, and I enjoyed it so much I handed it out. Then came the Homespun Kaylee Band with Ross Is Real from Home with the Homespun Kaylee Band. And finally, Mira McAuley with Anklar Bagdil from her album The Small Hours. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you were doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Marty Myers posted on Facebook, happy to support. I'm a longtime listener and finally able to join the Patreon. Thank you so much for becoming a patron, Marty. I really, really appreciate it. Jeff Allen replied to a post from the Middle Tennessee Highland Games and Celtic Festival. Great to see you there. Love the show and really love your podcast. He posted a picture of me at the games where I was performing. And I got to meet like three or four folks who have been listening to the podcast for years. And it was so cool, you know, meeting some people who've been listening for so long. And it was amazing. So thank you so much for coming up. I hope you all got your stickers. And I'm thinking I forgot to give someone a sticker, but whatever. Maybe next time. But thank you. It was great meeting you all in person. Ken Folk commented on Facebook for the Biker Hill episode. Fantastic lineup. Thanks so much for including our music and letting us introduce the episode. And finally, Margaret Zavala messaged on Facebook. I enjoy your podcast very much. much, I'm busy cleaning my house or working in the garden when I listen to your music either on my Bluetooth speaker or headphones. The neighbors enjoy the music too when I have it on the Bluetooth. I hear you're making a new album about the hobbits. Do you know Leonard Nimoy did a song about Bilbo Baggins? I know it's not Celtic, but it's still a hobbit. Thank you so much, Margaret, for letting me know how you listen to the podcast. And yes, so I am working on an album with Sam Galogli. We're doing an album called Dancing with Hobbits. And hopefully, I'm hoping we might get that done before, by the end of the year. We have most of the tracks completed, just have to finish it up. And yes, I am very familiar with the song Leonard Nimoy did called Bilbo Baggins. Bilbo, Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, only 3 feet tall. I can't remember how it goes offhand, but actually we've done it at some of our Hobbit Drinking Song shows, Andrew and I, of the Brabant Nagging Bards. We did it on some of our Hobbit Drinking Song shows, and it's very much fun sing-along, even though it is so crazy and absurd. If you ever get to see the video, go look at the video on YouTube. It's hilarious. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is the Border Collies. They are performing at Irish Fest Atlanta. This is from their album Sticks and Stones. The track is called Waiting to Hatch.
Thank you. Get up on her track, and I'm thinking that they'll have to get up early. Well, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
I'm going to marry Mary to get married to take care of me. We'll all be very merry when I marry Mary Mac. Da-da-dee-da-da-doo-da-da-da. This little lass, she's got a lot of class. She's got a lot of brass, and her father thinks I'm gas. And I'd be a silly ass if I let the matter pass. I'm thinking that she'll soon make my marry me. Well, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
I'm going to marry Mary to get married to take care of me. Well, I'll be very merry when I marry Mary Mac. Da-da-dee-da-da-doo-da-da-da. Mary and her mother go an awful lot together. In fact, they hardly ever see the one without the other. And the people often wonder, is it Mary or her mother? Or both of them together that I'm courting? Well, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
I'm going to marry Mary to get married to take care of me. Well, I'll be very merry when I marry Mary Mac. Da-da-dee-da-da-doo-da-da-da. Pudding's on a Wednesday and everything's arranged. Soon her name be changed, her mind unless her mind a change. And I'm making the arrangements of just a bit deranged. Marriage is an awful undertaking. Well, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
I'm going to marry Mary, take a marriage to take care of me. Well, I'll be very merry when I marry Mary Mac. Da-da-dee-da-da-doo-da-da-da. Sure to be a grand affair, grander than the pair. There's gonna be a horse of ever every couple there. And I'm dining on the finest fair. Sure, I'll get my share. If not, then you're very much mistaken. Well, Mary Mac, let's take a Mary Mac, marry me.
My mother's making me Mary Mac.
I'm going to marry Mary, take a Mary, take care of me. Well, I'll be very merry when I marry Mary Mac. Well, I'm Mary Mac, so let's take a Mary Mac, marry me.
My mother's making me Mary Mac.
I'm going to marry Mary, take a Mary, take care of me. Well, I'll be very merry when I marry Mary Mac. Da-da-dee-da-da-doo-da-da.
After the Border Collies came The Founding with Hush from their album Form, then Barrenheart from their album Celtic Grass, that was Haste to the Wedding, Drowsy Maggie, and Harvest Home. Sadly, I did not get to see them because they were on Sunday and I was booked for Saturday only. So I didn't get to go see some of the bands out there. I miss Tuatha Dé as well, but hopefully I'll get to see them again in the future. After Barrenheart came Blame Not the Bard with Mary Mack from Soundcheck. And finally, we finished up that set with Fellowship of the Ring from the Brobdingnagian Bards. That's from our album Memories of Middle Earth. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out nearly every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and help our community grow. As a patron, you can vote in the Celtic Top 20 and you get a private feed to listen to the show. You can get bonus stuff when you become Song Henger or more. But a special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Al Ha and Pat Khan. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to songhenge.com. That'll take you over to Patreon. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. Claire Cunningham is up next. She too was at the Middle Tennessee Highland Games. This is Clovers from her album Dear Ireland, and she does have a brand new EP which just came out over the weekend. So check out our website at clairecunninghammusic.com to find out more.
To him for mercy and put my pride away. I hope he hears me calling, calling out his name, his name. For that I owe him everything, for that I owe my life. When clovers turn to blood and the rivers run red, I wash all doubts away to the light. Breathe your light of forgiving grace, your clover feels aglow, your spirit grows in my body as I push my sins away.
I'm Percy. keen hands for a waltz around the stove. He'd earn his wage a cook by trade, frying fish and baking loaves. No finer soul to fill your bowl, he was known for miles around. And soon he'd be Battle Harbor bound. For the fishermen must eat, you see, he was gravely needed there. So he packed the things he thought he'd need to survive for half a year. 'Twas up the Kyle's gangway then, and he waved his hand goodbye, as her smokestack coughed up coal a mile high. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flap the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, down north to the Labrador. Was a foggy morn, they docked on shore. There were people all around. There was old John Hyde, he'd be their guide, showed them all around the town. There were rowing skiffs and sailing ships that come from far and near, for the fishing grounds were worth a voyage here. So he set up camp and put his stamp on the cookhouse down the lane, where he'd grease his pans and steam his fans and thrive amongst the flames. With the sharpest knives he'd mold his prize, share it all around the hall, 3 times a day all spring now through till fall. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flop the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore. Clean air and gravel roads. You can walk the trails carved by men who fished there years ago. And in the galley halls all spring through fall, you can stand where they once stood and waltz round the stove where he'd once cook. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flop the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, down north to the Labrador. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flop the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore.
After Claire Cunningham came Flynn Cohen with Monahan Twig and Road to Cashel from Dead String Rhythm, then Brad Tuck with Battle Harbor Bound from Stages, and finally Flatfoot 56 Brotherhood was the track. It's from their album Knuckles Up, and they put on a great show also at the Highland Games this past weekend. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. If you did, please remember, first off, to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2022. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create this year's best Celtic Music of 2022 episode. And get Celtic Music news in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. We're going to finish up the show with Ohm. They introduced the last show, and we're going to close out this show with them. It's from their album, The Gold Ring. This is Cronin's and Chief O'Neill's favorite. I look forward to sharing more music with you next week. Sláinte. Thank you. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. The show was edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Visit our website to subscribe to the podcast. You'll get access to our Best of the Year playlist. You'll also find links to all the artists played in this episode so you can buy from them and help them keep creating new music. And best of all, you will better connect with your Celtic heritage. The show is supported by our patrons on Patreon. Visit songhenge.com to get bonus podcasts and vote in the Celtic Top 20. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.